Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Tuesday, time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the concluding paragraph of John chapter 12, in the week that Jesus has come to fulfill his 33 years upon the earth and his 3 years of public ministry, the glorious week of Passion, as he is headed to his Passion, which is to save his people from their sins on the cross, defeat Satan and all of our enemies, death, hell, and the grave, and also to purchase his church with his own blood. It's in John chapter 12 and verse 44. Follow along with me in God's Word. Here's what he says, "And Jesus cried out and said, Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. Whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on that last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment, what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father has told me." Now that's an interesting text that we need to kind of take a moment to unravel just a little bit. Jesus says this, here's the gospel message. If you believe in me, you have eternal life. And he says, let me tell you something. When you believe in me, you're not really believing just in me. You're believing in the Father who sent me. Here's this Trinitarian message. The Holy Spirit gives you the ability to believe. You believe in Jesus. And Jesus says, when you've believed in me, you've believed in the Father. First of all, I and the Father are one. So while you have the three persons of the Trinity, you have the absolute unity of the Trinity. Secondly, the Father sent him to save you, and he sent the Spirit to bring you to himself. So when you believe in him, he says, you're really believing in the Father. Okay, Jesus, am I believing in you or the Father? Answer, yes. By believing in me, which is what you're called to do, confess Christ as Lord and Savior and believe in him, you are also believing in the Father who sent him. One, he is the Father in the unity of the Trinity. Two, he came as the second person of the Trinity because the Father sent him for you, and now he has sent the Spirit to bring you to him so that he will bring you to the Father. How does he do that? By the hearing of the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the very word of Christ. And he says, now listen, if you don't believe, I didn't come to judge you. What he's saying is, his first advent was not to bring judgment, but to bear our judgment. If you don't believe, you're under the judgment of the Father and the judgment of the Word, that you have denied the Word, therefore you stand under the judgment of that Word, which says the wages of sin is death. You have heard the free gift of God is eternal life, but you say no. The other side of the coin is the wages of sin, that is rejection of God, and the adoration, allegiance, and affection of yourself and lifting yourself up instead of confessing Christ. You confess yourself and the idolatries of this world, then you stand under the judgment of God's Word and the Father. What he doesn't go into here, but anticipates, is there will come a time when he comes again. Why? Because now the Father, who stands in judgment with the Word, will send his Son back. This time, unlike the first time when he came to bear our judgment, this time he will come to bring the judgment of God's Word. So the Father, who now stands as judge, will appoint his Son as judge and send him to bring judgment. But that day hasn't come. That means it's the day of salvation. So why don't you come to Jesus Christ? Come to him right now. Put your trust in him. Follow him. And know this. The gospel is a commandment to believe in Jesus as Savior. And what does he say? This commandment is from the Father. He has secured it. And he says this commandment is eternal life. In Christ, who didn't come to judge you, he came to liberate you from judgment. So you come to him. If we do not, he is coming again to bring judgment. And there is no day of salvation. But today is the day of salvation. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.